Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Life by Design podcast brought to you by Become an Investor. We have a full house tonight. Man, it seems like, you know, we don't get much of these days, man. Where's everybody been?
California laws.
That's it.
In jail.
Right on. Well, hey, well, we got tonight, we got our host, Mr. Huicho Medina.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
How you doing?
How's everything going, man?
Good, man. Just a little frustrated here with another
breaking alert.
We'll get into it. Yeah, you got to play that alert thingy,
right? Yeah, I'll find it again. What's up, Sarah?
Hello. How are we doing today?
Great. How about yourself?
Good.
Yeah. Keeping busy?
Yes, sir.
Staying cool?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the other thing. Hey, and it feels good in here today, guys.
Yeah.
Finally.
Santa Claus finally came.
Oh, shit. Thank you, Santa.
Yeah.
And last but not least, our co-host, Danny.
What's up, beautiful people?
Now everybody's beautiful because it's nice and cool in here, huh?
Yeah, nobody's sweating. Hey, guys, what's up?
Right on. So tonight we got a great topic. Sarah, tell us what our topic is.
So a great, interesting topic. Of course, only in beautiful California, right?
Right.
We start off, we're guinea pigs. I don't know what we are here in California, but there are laws, new laws coming into effect for all the landlords, tenants out there. So, yeah, that's a... not looking so good for landlords, but
yeah,
we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. But before we get started, as always, we have our quote of the night. And we chose over the clapping over there. I don't know what it was. I guess a bug got on him.
A little bug.
Right, and the quote for tonight is, the secret to happiness is freedom. The secret to freedom is courage. Kerry Jones, get the hell out of California. I want to see who is going to be the first one.
Shit, man.
Because this thing is going crazy. Woo. No way, God.
Yeah, man, it's a nut. I don't know. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about new laws that took effect July 1st, right, as it was going to affect flipping.
Yeah.
Now this is these are some new laws that are coming into play that's going to affect our buy and hold folks, right? Our investors, our landlords out there. Let's see. I mean, according to Assembly Bill 1418, California landlords will no longer be able to enact crime-free housing programs. So that's just the start of this. I mean,
my God,
it's just a matter of
my gut hurts.
Us, I know, right? We got to follow. I mean, there's these laws that are coming out of Sacramento, right, that are affecting, it seems, our business as flippers and real estate investors. And, I mean, you're not able to enact the crime-free housing programs, which include refusing to rent or evict those with prior criminal convictions. I mean, how does that's going to change the safety of the neighborhoods that your properties are in, right? Like, we were talking about this before we started, guys. Everybody was just kind of cringing at some of these topics here that are, or some of these laws that are taking effect already, man. It's just it's just nuts, you know?
You know what? For me, all these fucking politicians, really, that obviously represent us. Right? I mean, I take no part in this. They don't represent me or my way of being in any way or form. But
right.
All these fucking dummies, man, you know what? They make me believe day after day that California is anti-entrepreneurship.
100%.
You know, they're not pro-growth. They are that wants to keep their foot over your head. And for as much as you try to succeed, the people making mistakes have a better chance than you do. They have an easier ticket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. They federally enacted that law that if you have more of a down payment to purchase a property, a retail home, right, you're prone to get a higher interest rate than the guy who has less money to put down.
That is stupid.
Or the credit score is better. Some shit like that. It was, I mean, just some crazy, crazy stuff.
They didn't even see that.
That is stupid. Yeah. And you know what's stupider? The fact that the individual that sat in his dining table thinking of this,
right,
was stupid enough to believe it was a good proposition. And then the bunch of monkeys around them clapping, saying, oh, yeah, let's propose it. You know, it's like, how many stupid.
The thing is, they hide behind the guise of, what do they call it? Equality or equity. Equity,
fuck
right?
Fuck that, dude. And, like,
but the problem is, it's like, it to your point, right, puts their neck on, or their knee on your. Well, I guess your neck, right? You know,
yeah,
I can't breathe. As the person that's trying to grow and do right, but then gives the crutch to the people who are just sitting around. You know what I mean? The person that doesn't want to go out and work hard, the person that doesn't want to do better than what they were, right? It's almost like if you're even keeled and not trying to succeed, then they're going to throw shit at you.
Yeah, you know what? All these programs support people that have no fucking dignity whatsoever.
I agree.
Because if they did, they would strap their boots and say, I fucking forbid you from granting me anything for free. Just give me a job. Yep. Just give me an opportunity to produce for my own and protect my own. Provide. But you know what that does? Now the kids look at Papa and Mama getting that free ride or those extra benefits. And then they say, oh, shit. No.
When's my turn?
I want to be an adult so quick because shit is so easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is handed. It's so sad. A lot of things are just handed here in California. A lot of help that goes to the wrong people at times. You know, and it's just the government here is just so, oh, here's another program for you. Here's another program for you.
So you know what's funny on that topic? It takes me back to like, here's funny. Going back to high school, right? I went to school every day. Okay. Went to school, got decent grades. I was the best student in the world. Got decent grades, but I didn't fail my classes. I got promoted to the next grade every year. Now I'm using, but I got to use it as an example. But then my sister never went to school. Never went to school for like 2 years, right? Failed all her classes. And then like her 11th grade year, 12th grade year, they said, hey, you know what? We have a new program. If you show up to this school and go to school outside of the school here, we'll give you all double credits. Every day you show up, every class you take, we double your credits.
Wow.
Stupid. And she was able to graduate on time.
Wow.
So how is, like, that's the shit that you were seeing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And but the problem is a lot of times it's expected. You know what I mean? Oh, I fucked up. But you know what? They're going to help me out. You know, government will help me. You know, there's no consequence, it seems, anymore.
Yeah.
No. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, like I read this earlier and then, you know, me, I automatically start brainstorming. Right. My mind goes into, well, how do you go over this? How do you fix this? How do you work with it? How do you survive through it?
Right.
Right. So I'm thinking, okay, so this is about California, right? It says Assembly Bill 1418 applicable to California landlords. So that's at a state level. Now my mind goes into, okay, can I not rent the property and claim it as a loss to the IRS because the IRS is a federal agency? Can I just say, well, you know what? The state of California doesn't make it feasible for me to rent for the unqualified individuals that are applying for my property, can I just write it as a loss, write it off as a loss, and then wash it?
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm going to speak for myself. I've worked day and night hard for the last 30 years to have the little I have and protect it for the betterment of my kids, my generation. And then someone sitting in a stupid desk says, that's not worth anything.
Right.
Everything you did and all those struggles you've encountered, and then just waking up that 1 hour earlier and going to bed that 1 hour late means absolutely nothing. Because we got this person waking up at 1 and going back to bed at fucking 7, right? 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and all they did was watch Netflix in between. No, they have a right. Poor them.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, that's... But the problem is, and this is, I think this is across the board, right? With all the stuff that's happening in California, for those of you that are investors and those of you that do live here and those of you that, I don't know, I mean, find out who these lawmakers are, man, and then don't let them back in office anymore, right? I mean, the problem is none of these lawmakers or these, whatever you want to call them, half of them or the majority of them never owned a business, never ran a business. Probably been politicians the majority of their life, right?
Right.
And living off the government. So they're making decisions for entrepreneurs who actually have to get up, to your point, you know, 5, 6 in the morning, 4 in the morning, starting on a work site at 5 or 6 in the morning, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then wrapping your day up at 10, 11 o'clock at night. That means something. That's pride in what you do.
Yeah.
But then they're here to take your money after, too.
Yeah, you know what? No.
You know, it's true.
I have only one of my properties is managed by a property management company. And I'm going to say this in full disclosure. I'm not racist. I'm an entrepreneur. I cannot be racist. I'm open for business 24/7 with whomever is a fit for my business design and me being for them, right? So here it says you cannot discriminate based on age, race, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, or family status. Okay, cool. All that. So I had this one property where the neighbor said, hey, you know what, Weecho? I have the perfect tenant for your property. Like, she sold me these people like never before. And I said, you know what? Because we've had a good relationship, she was looking over the property. I said, I'm going to give you first right of refusal. You know, it's like, you bring whomever you think is qualified because I want the exact same quality of people as yourself in your community, right? So that's what she did. We set up an appointment. And then they're like 30, 40 minutes away. And the lady storms into the house and she says, Weecho, you're going to hate me. And I said, why? What happened? You know, they'd cancel? No. They're coming. They're 30 minutes away. But I forgot to tell you that she was black, that she's black. I'm like, what? And she said, yes, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I should have told you this before, but I forgot to tell you that the lady's black. I'm like, who fucking cares?
Right.
Like, for me, it was, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for her, it was so important to let me know that she was an African-American. And I said, you know what? Fuck this shit, man. Like, luckily, the timing wasn't right for them. And then I asked them if they could wait because I made a decision right then at that fraction of a second that I wasn't going to manage that property. I was going to give it to a third party to manage. Because I didn't want to be part of any of this muck of a neighbor calling me every day just because a person was of color. Mm. I said, I couldn't fucking live with that. I don't have a problem with any people for whatever tone of color your skin is. But the neighbor and dealing with that, I said, hell no. So I gave it to a property management company. I told a couple, hey, you know what? This is that. I never told them the reason, but I said I decided to give it to a property management company. If it works out for you, let's wait a couple weeks, get that situated. And they said, yeah, boom. at the beginning, that you know, the owner of the property management company said, well, your neighbor kind of over here is a little kind of a headache, and then it went away. But at the beginning, I'm like, I'm so glad I made that decision. You know,
let them deal with the headache. Yeah, neighbor. Dude.
But then again, you know, it's like I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is, can you pay the rent?
Right.
Financials are very important. You know, at least to me, I know that if you want a property that took so hard to acquire, took so hard to make it livable, comfortable, up to market standards, fair rent, and then you can't afford it, then you're not my candidate.
Right. But even on the flip side of that, though, like the way they just changed this law, even with kind of tying hand in hand with what you're talking about, right, making sure they can afford it. But then you also want to make sure you're securing the property, right, and having – you don't want them to destroy it, right? So we always say, right, little skin in the game.
Of course.
Keeps things straight, right? 100%. So you can't, you know, and it says your California landlords will no longer be able to charge multiple months rent as security deposit. So what's a security deposit now?
1 month?
Bucks?
A month.
A month?
1 month of rent.
1 month of upfront, and that's it? But then does that apply to the rent?
No, so it'd be 1 month.
Plus a month of security deposit.
Yeah.
All right.
Where I used to do 2 months plus
yeah, so three total months.
Yeah, so if
but they get the security deposit back if they leave it in good shape, right? Minus
absolutely.
A couple of incidentals.
And yeah, shit. Absolutely. Yeah. But nowadays, I mean, what can you do with 1 month rents?
Nothing.
You can't do anything.
Not a lot.
You know, it's like a lot of these people making these laws. I mean, I don't want to talk shit. I talk a lot of shit. I'll just refrain.
I'm upset.
I'm very upset.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's crazy. I mean,
I highlighted this, right? So, say, it says, under California law, landlords cannot refuse to rent to a tenant if they have a Section 8 voucher. They cannot post no Section 8, quote, or... open quote, no vouchers on the rental advertisement or ask to see your Section 8 legibility before renting. So what happens? You like the person. It seems like a great candidate. They tell you they puke their story on you and then you're stuck. They don't have to prove. I mean, this pretty much just says that they don't have to prove that they make X times the rent. Like for us,
yeah,
it's three times the rent.
Yeah.
Or I won't rent you your house. I mean, I've held property vacant. And then, you know, my wife tells me, rent it. I'm like, hell no. I'd rather just sit on it. And honestly, I mean, I'll tell you something. This is a little personal, but I'm just going to make it public right now. At one point, I had so many properties vacant. And all the guys had keys. And I would tell the guys, we got restrooms all over town. Oh, my God. And everybody would laugh. But everybody would have a clean restroom, you know? And they were just everywhere, scattered everywhere. And that's then I funny. Figured, oh, man, these are expensive restrooms. Maybe yeah, just for sure. But, you know, it kind of sucks, man. Like, if rules are getting that strict from the get-go, right, from the acquisition, yeah. What was that bill, AB 968, just passed on July 1st from acquisition? Dude, they're making it impossible.
Very difficult.
You know? I mean, out there, so I'm going to leave my grudge aside. I'm going to have a deep breath. And I'm going to tell everybody listening that is looking to get into real estate investing, you have to further extend your due diligence and your margins have to make sense because now more than ever, right? Now more than ever, it has to make sense. It has to make sense. I was talking to an investor yesterday and
He was telling me that the guy that bought the property wants some work done, and he needs it done fast because his hard money loan to acquire and rehab is super expensive, and he's looking to complete it so he can refinance. Ooh. And I'm like, what a bitchy place to be in, you know? And then I asked him, okay, do you have permits? And he said, no. And they're doing a full rehab. And I'm like, and you're taking the risk, right? I mean, the buyer took the risk of not pulling permits on a very expensive hard money loan, hoping to refinance when they're done, and praying every day to not have an inspector just occasionally drop by and that's check crazy. Out what's going on. Because if they shut them down, right? If they shut them down, is it going to make sense?
No.
I think I'm getting... I got anger management, man, issues. These things are... All these rules piss me off. You right. guys take it.
You're just so passionate about your field.
Well, no. You know, it's... I'm passionate about... success, and I understand how much it takes, and I'd hate to see other upcoming investors detach from what it does take to become successful and then have all these stupid laws shut their dreams down. Mm-hmm. You know, so California is turning into an anti-entrepreneur
State.
Yeah. You know, now all these kids coming up, I see so many kids coming up in our meetings, you know, that they want to get into wholesaling and flipping and all that. Dude, they're going to end up in a transactional career. They're never going to become part of a true investment where they take ownership and say, you know what, man, my life 5 years ago was this. And now because I invested in real estate, it became this. No, it's going to be like, oh, fuck, what did I do 5 years ago?
That sucks.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's yeah. crazy.
Ladies, calm us down.
No, the reality, it's taking the freedom, you know, freedom to work, freedom to make your money. And this is not what you work for, right? It's like you say... Luis, you are going to put 1 month down. I want to rent my property and move it out. And then I'm just like, if I buy a new dishwasher and, I don't know, just put the fresh paint, that's it. Like, what are you making? Like, and then you go back and whatever you need to fix... Are you going to be able to at least cover with that month rent? Yeah. When you get the property back? And if you are not, well, the numbers really need to be looked at. They need to be, you know, just, it's going to be tight. I don't like that.
It's going to be very tight.
It is already, like.
Yeah, it's going to be very tight, you know, especially... At least here in the state of California with, you know, the new hot item out there, the new hot cookie out of the oven in real estate seems to be subject to properties. If you don't do your math properly and if you don't assess the risk factor in and have your hedge money in place, dude, you're going to eat crap. Right? That sucks. And then you know what that does? It makes everybody involved.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
Trying to get easy way outs and in subject to property, who's going to eat the crap is going to be the guy with the financial liability. Because it'll just be easier to drop the whole property and walk away, and then let the person that you tried helping
back in the position they were in, I guess.
Right?
It sucks. It sucks.
Sarah, please.
Say something.
Say something.
Talk about how bad credit isn't.
Oh my God, you're going to do more.
Talk about that, though. It's not a reason to deny anybody anymore.
To go into the next topic of the night.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I was thinking just how bad these changes in the real estate industry affect the landlords.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, with having all these constraints and sometimes feeling like your hands are tied, people can even lose their home. Like as a landlord, you can start losing properties because, you know, the government has all these laws that limit you to try to help someone at the same time you can't do for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it sucks because like how you were saying when I told you that you're passionate about your, you know, what you do, but it's more because you know how hard it's been to get where you're at. And then you come across these laws in the state that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just limits your growth. It limits, you know, the...
It makes you question if you want to grow anymore. It makes you restructure how you want to grow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rethink your possibilities.
Right?
You need to be big 10 times more.
Yeah. Like they put your back against the wall and then say, okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. So what do you do? You know, it's like we have to look at other other strategies, other means of how.
Add valor. Push equity, do whatever so that property can be worth something.
Well,
that is where it's going to end it up. That's why it's everybody building ADUs or, you know, looking for the tiny communities or I don't know. People are getting out. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't bitch because I probably won't leave California.
but even what you're saying, right? And I'm going to go back to the topic that I was trying to bring up is that even with the ADUs and everything, that's still not going to be. It pushes value on the property.
It's a Band-Aid.
But it is. But maybe not because if you can't even run like, so it's saying that credit checks have traditionally been a way to screen tenants, but maybe futile exercise in some places. California Bill SB 267 prohibits landlords and property managers from using a person's credit history as part of the application process if they have government rental subsidies such as Section 8 without offering the applicant the option to provide alternative evidence of a verifiable legal means to pay their portion of the rent. The thing is, if you can't use credit to determine that person's going to be a viable candidate for you to rent to, then mm-hmm. what the fuck can you do? Because if you build the ADUs and they don't pay fucking rent because you can't use their credit score against them.
Well, you need to build the ones that's already under the, you know, the law and the criterias for, I don't know, Section 8. Make sure you go straight to the government and then you need to eat from their checks too. I mean, what else can you do to make sure you're getting at least 80% of your income on that property pay? Are they trying to just make you a slave of them?
That's exactly what they're doing. But here's the thing. If you say ADU, I'm thinking, okay, I live in my house. I have a space for perfect size ADU. I'm going to build the ADU. I'm going to rent it. I have a beautiful girl, a daughter, a baby girl. Well, she's not a baby. I call her baby. She's 14, right? Soon to be 15.
No, you don't want to put nobody there.
Then whomever I put in there, I can't ask them about their criminal history.
That is not an option mm-hmm. anymore. You know, the mm-hmm. option here, it's okay, I'm going to be blind with the justice.
So what do I do?
And the law.
Make sure my guns are loaded?
Yes, please. do you have an extra? Just kidding.
And then did you read on? part of it.
Assembly Bill 1418.
Did you read on that you need to have good cause to be able to kick the renter out? You can't just, you know, say, I'm not renewing. You have to have a good reason why you won't renew their contract. So sometimes these people are there to stay for...
They can stay.
For a very long time.
And with them paying rent isn't good enough cause to kick them out, to not renew their rent?
Their lease? That's not enough anymore. Wow. Non-payment of rent is not enough. Illegal, no.
Even Mexico, Manuel López Obrador, the president of Mexico right now, said back in the day, it was if you rented a property for Z amount of years, you could claim ownership of the property. He came back and said, no, you're stupid or something. All you do is pay rent. Yeah. Whoever bought the property is the rightful owner of the property. Get the hell out. You're getting evicted. Go through the eviction process, as you should do. But you can't claim ownership of a piece of land that you been renting for the last 5 to 10 years. Like, who in their stupid mind created that rule? Well, guess what? Somebody here was dumb enough to go copy and paste it.
right?
I mean,
yeah, this is crazy, man.
That's crazy.
So people don't have to pay rent anymore?
The exact criteria for good cause include non-payment of rent, illegal behavior. If an owner is trying to change the use of an apartment from residential to another purpose like commercial space, or when an owner wants to demolish a building.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta demo the house? Are you serious?
Oh, man.
And then I mean, obviously rezoning is not an option. If you want to turn it to commercial, you can't. I mean, they're zoned per city codes.
I mean, it depends what's the commercial. If you rent a house and this person, it's, you know, doing... I don't know, nails in the house, and that is their living. I mean, explain that. That gets me like a little, what kind of commercial, like a hair salon, if they have a room, so they can't. It makes me confused sometimes.
It is confusing. What
they say. I mean, okay, you need to do hairs or nails and pay your rent, but by law, this is not good. I mean, to work is not good. Explain me that. Oh, goodness. Oh, California, okay, so love you so much.
We always talk about our lows and highs. These seem to be our lows. Let's talk about our highs.
Well,
I mean,
trying to think of one now.
So we're not trying to put out bad energy in any one of our episodes, in any way in our content that we create or hear. You know, I talk a lot of crap, but it's true. You know, it has to be two-sided. I understand that it has to be two-sided to be fair, but I understand that there's a lack of housing, right? There's a lack of housing, but, you know, make it fair.
There's a lack of housing. Sorry, I'm going to cut you on that one. Yeah, I always do. I don't care. I'm just kidding. There is a lack of housing because everything that they are doing is against the entrepreneurs. That's why. So what happened? You raise your rent, and then there is a bunch of homeless over there because now the rent is so high they cannot pay anymore. How can you make that a balance?
There's no balance.
How can that be a balance where you can have, I don't know, a fair housing price for whoever needs that? It's not going to be fair. That's why you go anywhere, go to San Francisco, or I don't know, go to any plaza, any park. We're going to see the amount of homeless everywhere. It's just crazy everywhere, from here to New York.
Yeah, even the city of Riverside, it's an embarrassment to see how not only they allow it, but they advocate for homelessness. So if you want to be on the fair side of the city, you should burn your house down and just go to the street. Because the programs are way better for them than, you know, you live in a free world, yeah. Right? You can lay out in public areas. Nobody's going to touch you.
That's true.
You don't go, but there's no set of laws that govern you.
when you decide to become homeless?
Yeah. You get sick, they come and get you in an ambulance, and you're never going to pay that bill.
Act crazy, they take you to jail, you get a couple of free meals, and then let you out.
You know what's, you know what's really interesting is that, I'll say it for myself, I stay in California because of the weather.
Yeah.
And I pay all these taxes, and I pay all these fucking bills. Guess what? So do they. They're here in California for the weather, but they get it for free.
Well, and in some cases they get in some
they
cases
still
they
enjoy
get,
the weather,
and in some cases they get the drugs and alcohol they're looking for too for free.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just saying. So I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, you're right. We're not trying to put out negative content to our listeners. I mean, we just get a little worked up with some of these things because they are, at the end of the day, it's just stupid, right? At least in our opinion. I'm going to speak for myself. I think it's stupid, but you know. We just said this earlier, but, you know, you got to go into the space of start trying to find ways around this because this is the reality that we live in. We just got to find our you know, get that blind man stick and start poking around and see where the holes are, right, so we can kind of work around this stuff because that's the only way it works out at the end of the day.
Yeah, the more you look at this bill, I mean, California landlords will no longer be able to enact crime-free housing programs. I mean, what are they doing? Don't you want a crime-free city, right? Which include refusing to rent or evict those with prior criminal convictions. The nuisance laws were initially touted to combat crime and nuisance behavior. So I get the loud music, right? Okay, cool. I can't go to sleep, whatever. And even then, you know, people have become so bitchy about everything. But let's get down to the, you know, to the real hardcore facts. Like my duty is to protect my family. Now you have a registered sex offender living, you know, in your ADU or in your complex.
Pass.
You know, it's like we went to the city of Hesperia to file for a no trespassing form, right, for the property to be under the radar for 1 year and where nobody could be in that property and it had to remain just vacant, right? We have to obviously board it up and all that good stuff. They said, we don't do that anymore. I'm like, well, what do you do? Oh, we don't do anything anymore. Only applicable to businesses, right? So then I thought, okay, maybe if I record a business under this name and practice within the property, is that, like, you know, me brainstorming, does that make me, does that put me on the radar as a business? No, because it's not zoned for commercial, yet they want you to pay the business license. You know, how stupid is this, right? So now I told the lady, so am I supposed to, okay, I told her, I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to grab my gun and go chase him out of the house. I'm a big grown man and assume my responsibilities. And she said, you got it. I'm like, wait, a weak-ass system.
Right, so we're going to tell you how all this shit and how you can and can't rent to people. Right, but we're gonna dictate what you do here. But you know what? When it comes to clearing the property, that's on you. You go deal with that. So but don't get caught. Don't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
This like it should work both ways. If you're gonna dictate how I should run my business, then you should help run my business.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Not just tell me one sided shit that doesn't that hinders my business. Right. Anyway, I'm gonna get all worked up now too because it's just stupid. It is stupid.
You know, it's like I tell the city of Riverside, can you please put me on your shit list so nobody could ever hire me in your stupid city? You know, so then you highly recommend nobody hiring me in our contractor services,
right?
And you know, they still want your business license fee.
Well, of course.
And they'll put you on the shit list. You know? It's like, what the hell? I'm trying not to pay you my business license. I'd rather pay my business license to another city that is more pro business.
Yeah.
And you still want my business? Oh, yeah, because your contractor's license has this address in our county, and it falls under our jurisdiction. But when you want help, fuck you.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense,
no,
man.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
But that's the big problem, right? None of this shit makes sense.
I do not believe in the law lately.
I think we should. I was going to say something stupid, but I won't keep it. We should just be politicians, man. You know, big ass fucking filthy rats.
We'll become. You become multimillionaires a lot faster.
Oh my God, Bruce! Someone make sure this one doesn't go out.
I know. No, our listeners are gonna hate us for this one.
Oh my God.
Nancy Sayers.
No, you know what? Put it out. I stand my ground, man. I am an entrepreneur at heart. I know I dislike a ton of rules, a ton of laws, but I still abide by them.
Right.
I have to. In the better standing of my business, I have to. For as much as it hurts, it's a cost of business. It's an operating cost. But don't twist my arm. You know, it's like, God, you want a fair chunk of my fucking money, and you don't contribute to how we grow. They don't give you absolutely anything.
Right.
And when they say to do, they're full of shit. When they say they do, you have to file for some stupid grant. And then they take you through the stupid process, and then you don't qualify.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you do, they still get you.
Yeah. You owe them for the next 20 years.
It's just stupid, man, you know?
At the end of the day, guys, you know.
I'm going to go to Zombie or something.
Right. You know, and which was right, though. You got to abide by the laws. You got to abide by the rules. I mean, that's just, if you want to stay in business in California, you got to do what you have to do, right? So we're in no way saying don't follow the rules. By the way, this is not just
California.
Yeah, and it's not just California, exactly. But we're not saying, we're just voicing
our frustration.
But at the end of the day, we're still going to do what we need to do to run our businesses in the state. And so we're not telling you guys, just a disclaimer, right? We're not telling anybody not to abide by the laws that are out there. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. You know, it's more so... I personally wouldn't want you to be the person with the frustration that we go through, or I go through. I'll speak for myself that I go through trying to conduct business by the book.
Right.
And then the book keeps getting thicker.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell, man?
It's like a pop quiz every other week.
Like, what's the incentive? You know, it's like the word freedom keeps getting watered down.
Well, it's like the goalpost just keeps moving, right?
It sucks. It gets
further and further from it where it sucks. It was.
What was the quote? You know, the secret to happiness is freedom, and the secret to freedom is courage.
You need courage to live in California right now.
Or yeah. Leave, one or the other. Live or leave, one or the other.
Yeah, I mean... Wow.
Live life by design, right?
Unless you're in California.
Oh, my God.
No, guys, but let's face it.
Let's just close. This is a emergency call. Let's just close the night.
I know.
But let's close with positive vibes, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
please.
I'm going to say something. The most positive vibe coming from Aldi's. It's people need to, whoever is the new investors coming and look after us. This is a great example. This is a great up, down, upside down, whatever. Knowing that, letting you guys know that the work you need to do coming to this business is serious.
Oh, yeah.
That is the positive thing. The next one is... Be freaking creative. Use your mind so you cannot, it's not going against the law, but using the law in your favor, you know, and creating something new, because it's on the tougher times that you also find the more creative people.
Yeah.
So something good is going to come from there.
Yeah, I agree.
Compass. Good point. I just want to. To say I agree with Danny, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that's even in our mission statement, right?
Yeah.
Those tough times, we're going to pull our creative
Right.
You know, those creative juices will start to flow and you're going to be able to make something happen. Yeah. So right on, Danny. Yes. Yes. Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Sarah?
I would like to add not to try to do it alone. Try to surround yourself with, like we say, like-minded individuals. You know, use a community that you know they have a good foundation, you know. Yeah, and just, you know, leverage us. You know, if you have any questions, if you're here in Riverside, you can come to us or whoever community, whatever community is near around you. But, yeah, just use your resources so that you're not doing this alone because things change every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to expand on that a little bit more on that, just this is not a positive for me, myself, and I. This is a positive for more so for you, the listener, giving you peace of mind that here at Become an Investor, we do our due diligence and we're on top of the everyday, never ever-ending changing laws in the state of California. So we instill you practicing your due diligence. Be very, very careful on what you engage and commit to because it's going to cost you money. Here we try to stay on top of the laws and the changes because guess what? We already do the business that you want to get into.
Yep.
If we don't do this, it's going to hurt our personal business. It's going to hurt our personal pockets. So what better than knowing that the team that you look up to is doing all the legwork so you can focus on learning the basics and getting started?
Exactly.
Yep.
Right? You wouldn't understand. I mean, all these legislations would maybe scare you outside of the industry. But we just... I just instill for you to have the decision to engage. And then as you immerse yourself furthermore in the community, you start learning more.
Yep.
And it becomes a new language. It becomes a new you. It becomes part of your new career. So, again, we said it one too many times, due diligence is at the top of the list.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Yes,
yep.
Sir.
Be creative.
Okay, beautiful people.
All right, beautiful people. Thank you for tonight. And if you want to find or if you need any answer, have questions, look it up or send a request at the info@becomeaninvestor.com. If you want to check us out, go to Facebook, Instagram, Become an Investor. Which one is the other one? TikTok. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Give us that 5 stars and see you later. Bye, beautiful people.
Bye-bye.